Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. You might hear some thunder and lightning in the background because I'm actually in the middle of a storm right now. I'm so grateful to be in a house with a covered roof outside of the elements. This show is all about helping to empower you to find happiness from within. Sometimes I interview people on the show to give you some third-party credibility to hear the same messaging told in a different way, right? From everybody's stories. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, or some people call the Holy Ghost. And sometimes I share music with you that I create to help with that same life mission that our family has, to help empower you to find happiness from within. And happiness is defined in a variety of ways, right? Because we are all uniquely designed from the Father. And I was playing a song that my husband and I wrote together when we had first met, and he was providing me security detail protections. He was assigned to protect me from the president of the defunded Blackwater alumni group on Biden's team. He had sent me to him for protections. He works for another president. He never told me which president he worked for, but I figured it out because they had committed treason. Nobody told me nothing. They all don't want to be involved. They all want to pretend like they don't work together, but I know the truth. I bring people together. I bring lots of love in the world, and nobody can lie to Erin Nicole because I'm full of love and light. And last year, he and I married, and that really threw everybody for a loop, including myself. It's been really difficult, though. I'm laughing because it's a coping mechanism for me. I've had zero contact with my husband after we had 19 days of marriage because, again, Biden's team committed treason, and they forced one of my friends to disassociate from me and then traced the call illegally so they could find our location and try and have us killed. It's been pretty nuts, but when you're assigned from the Lord above all lords to help people with depression in the world, and there's 1.56 billion people, you expect to have some people not like ya with all kinds of money. But guess what? The Lord created all of you, and the plans of the evil are foiled if the Lord has a plan. His plan precedes all. And as I was singing the song that my husband and I wrote together when we had first met, and he had got me a keyboard off of the marketplace. He was such a sweetheart. The Holy Spirit inspired this song, and then he helped me with the bridge, and he helped me to kind of tighten up the melody and whatnot. The song's called The World Needs Your Love. We had originally written it on December 15th, 2020, and he didn't even want any credit. He's such a humble man. He said, I want you to just write that it was a veteran, to give credit to all veterans. That's the level of humility that he has. He's such a good man. I can't wait to see him again. We got 52 days till I see my husband. And as I was singing that song, the Holy Spirit reminded me of such a good story, a true story in my experience in the last 3 years. When I had launched in 2021, before he and I got married, this might have been in March of 2021. I can't remember that year. There were so many people that stepped up to help me. And the topic of this sermon is called USO, United Service Organizations. And I'm just going to read you a little definition from good old Wikipedia here. It's short for USO. It's an American nonprofit charitable corporation that provides live entertainment such as comedians, actors, and musicians, social facilities, and other programs to members of the United States Armed Forces and their families. Since 1941, it has worked in partnership with the Department of War and later with the Department of Defense, or the DOD, relying heavily on private contributions and on funds, goods, and services from various corporate and individual donors. Although it is congressionally chartered, I'm not sure what that means, it is not a government agency, it says. You might have seen the USO sign in the airport, if you've ever been there. There's three white stars on the left side of the U, and there's three white stars on the side of the O, and then there is a white rectangular banner around the sign. The blue is in the background, and then a red banner around that. It's very American. It's such a cool logo. I'm going to read some more here, a little bit of the history. Founded during World War II, the USO sought to be the GI's home away from home and began a tradition of entertaining the troops and providing social facilities. Involvement in the USO was one of the many ways in which the nation had come together to support the war effort, with nearly 1.5 million people having volunteered their services in some way. The USO initially disbanded in 1947, but was revived in 1950 for the Korean War, after which it continued also providing peacetime services. During the Vietnam War, USO social facilities, or, quote, USOs, were sometimes located in combat zones. Ooh, I didn't know that. The organization became particularly known for its live performances called camp shows, through which the entertainment industry helps boost the morale of servicemen and women. In the early days, Hollywood was eager to show its patriotism, and many celebrities joined the ranks of USO entertainers. They went as volunteers to entertain, and celebrities continued to provide volunteer entertainment in military bases in the U.S. and overseas, sometimes placing their own lives in danger by traveling or performing under hazardous conditions. In 2011, the USO was awarded the National Medal of Arts. The USO has over 200 locations around the world in 14 countries, including the U.S., and 27 states. During a gala marking the USO's 75th anniversary in 2016, retired Army General George W. Casey Jr., the chairman of the USO Board of Governors, estimated that the USO has served more than 35 million Americans over its history. That is so freaking cool! It looks like Mary Ingram founded it in response to a request in February 4th, 1941, from a request from President Franklin D. Roosevelt to provide morale and recreation services to U.S. uniformed military personnel. Thanks, Mary. Roosevelt was elected as its honorary chairman. Wow. This request brought together six civilian organizations: the Salvation Army, the YMCA, Young Women's Christian Association, the YWCA, National Catholic Community Service, National Travelers Aid Association, and the National Jewish Welfare Board. They were brought together under one umbrella. Now, you have to think about the time frame. This was 41, so this was right around World War II, wasn't it? World War II? Yeah, so the Jewish. That is awesome, because we were looking out for the Jews, because that was when Hitler was getting in power and all that nastiness. So anyways, they were brought together under one umbrella to support U.S. troops, as opposed to operating independently, as some had done during the First World War. Roosevelt said he wanted these private organizations to handle the on-leave recreation of the men in the armed forces. According to the historian Emily Yellen, the government was to build the buildings, and the USO was to raise private funds to carry out its main mission, boosting the morale of the military. The first national campaign chairman was Thomas Dewey, who raised $16 million in the first year. The second chairman was future Senator Prescott Bush. The USO was incorporated in New York on February 4th, with the first facility erected in, looks like DeRidder, Louisiana. I apologize if I pronounce that wrong. More USO centers and clubs opened around the world as a home away from home for GIs. The USO Club was a place to go for dances and social events, for movies and music, for a quiet place to talk or write a letter home, or for a free cup of coffee and an egg. Interesting. The USO also brought Hollywood celebrities and volunteer entertainers to perform for the troops. According to movie historian Stephen Cohan, most of all, in Taking Home on the Road, it equated the nation with showbiz. USO camp shows were designed in their export to remind soldiers of home. They did this, he noted, by nurturing in troops a sense of patriotic identification with America through popular entertainment. An article in Look magazine at the time stated, "For the little time the show lasts, the men are taken straight to the familiar Main Street. That is the goal of every fighting American far away from home. Maxine Andrews wrote, "The entertainment brought home to the boys their home." Actor George Raft stated at the beginning of the war, "Now it's going to be up to us to send to the men here and abroad real, living entertainment, the songs, the dances, and the laughs they had back home." So neat. Oh, it looks like in 2011, the USO was awarded the National Medal of Arts by President Barack Obama for contributions to lifting the spirits of America's troops and their families through the arts. That's nice. And there's some more stuff in here. You can take a look. And of course, you know, Wikipedia can be edited, I believe, from anyone. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But that looks like pretty accurate information. In 2021, when I launched, with the help of 100 volunteers in 34 countries, mind you, that's what I'm aware of. I imagine there was many more. Somebody sent Jennifer to me, veteran spouse. She and I had one phone call, and she said, "Aaron, I've got a connection to all USO connections at all the airports. What do you think about your concerts being played in the radio stations that connect directly to the USOs?" I was like, "Holy crap, you could do that for me?" She goes, "Yeah." I made one post about it on LinkedIn, thanking her for her offer and encouraging people to connect with her because she is a true patriotic woman. And unfortunately, people either messaged her and told her lies about me, or they committed espionage, hacked in, and on purpose disconnected her from reaching out to me any further. It's unfortunate. It's real unfortunate. They cared so much about winning a stupid contest that they already lost, that they blocked me from helping to entertain more people. They didn't want to see me win. They didn't want people to know my name or to hear my voice or to hear the connections that were being sent to me. And for what? They continued to act out of jealousy. But the thing is, everything that is done on earth is known by Him, our Father above. And I married the best man in the world. And he and his buddies have been tracing all all of the illegal activities that have been done unto me and unto my family and unto all veterans and veteran spouses. So I ain't worried about nothing. I bring you the truth. And the time wasn't ready yet. That's what I believe. The time wasn't ready yet for us to be on all radio stations, but it will be coming soon. We'll have much better equipment to make the sound quality even greater. To be as excellent as we can be. I have been a professional musician since I was 5 years old. I've been a paid musician. Let's see. In high school, we got paid for our gigs, but we didn't get to keep, as students, we didn't get to keep the money. It went into our fund through our finance lady at the school in order to pay for our club. It was both a club and a class. We got a credit. It was an after-school hour every day. We spent the entire month of August. We didn't start school till after Labor Day, usually. So we spent the whole month of August, 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Our teacher sacrificed time with his family for us special music company members. We were an elite touring musical group. We danced and we sang. The time that I was a part of the group, we didn't do our own creative songs. These were songs that were created from other people. We paid for the music and we gave credit where credit was due. That is the rules of musical performance. And I learned the foundation of professional performing before I got to the music company that prepared me and planted seeds for me. And I also come from a family line of musicians, and I'm in the bloodline of King David. The DNA of music is on my father's side. He was a whistler. He didn't really lean towards the musical genre, I think, because he was in the wrong career space, but he had perfect pitch when he whistled any song. He could whistle and do the melody for it. Now, on my mom's side, she was a professional opera singer, full ride scholarship, and she had her master's paid for if she would have actually executed it, but she politely turned it down because it wasn't a good enough offer for her. She sang the national anthem for the LA Dodgers game in the 70s. I come from high performing musicians. We had to be quiet in our household growing up because Dad worked nights after he came home every day from when I was 11 years old forward. He had to be asleep by 7. We had to be quiet by 7 p.m. every night. He had Wednesdays and Sundays off, so we learned to write notes to each other. I didn't have the opportunity much to practice my music at the house. We didn't have much opportunity to communicate as a family, and I know that the father knew that about me. He knew the struggle, and so he accelerated things for me when I put effort into anything. I believe because he honors my father for sacrificing his income for our family to come back home. And I love that the Heavenly Father reminded me of that. Reminded me of the USO. I had no idea it was an entertainment organization. All I knew is that it was a relaxing lounge for my military friends to sit at the airport, and they had kind of like 5-star quality. That was what was described to me. I grew up around a lot of military families, but I never got to walk into a USO before because I wasn't a veteran, and I wasn't a veteran spouse until last year, and then that was ripped from me when they tried to have my husband and me killed. But I still love America. I still believe in America. We're going to drain the swamp, as President Trump has said. I can't wait to get rid of all these evil, satanic people. They can either A, repent and never do it again, and humble themselves and get rid of all the money they have made in this evil, dark child sex slavery business, or B, they will be completely obliterated off the face of the earth with 100 of their generations completely wiped off the history of the earth. That is what the Lord said. I ain't afraid of nobody. I ain't afraid of no bullies. I married the best man in the world. 52 days till I'm reunited to him in front of all the presidents and the first ladies. We're going to forgive all the wrongs done against us. We're all going to sign contracts, non-disclosure contracts. I'm the winner of this global mental health ambassadorship for the world. And chief spiritual officer position for the United States with my husband. Every title I own, he owns 100% with me. I don't do anything without my husband, but I've had to. I've been forced to stay alive for a year and a half. Unacceptable in America. We're never going to speak on this again, ever again. But we're not going to hide the truth from being revealed. We're going to talk about this discreetly and handle this professionally as veterans and veteran spouses and as leaders of America and brand ambassadors of music, public speaking, and service, and spiritual health. I can't wait. Oh, and business. I can't wait. I can't wait. For October's meeting, I can't wait for the meeting to take place and all these evil people to be reminded that the Father's in charge. That the Father's in charge, and he's seen everything that you think you've done in private. Fit in secret and made a lot of money on the little bitty children of the world. He's gonna put you away. He's gonna put you away. Or maybe you'll be a slave for a few years and see what it's like. Oh, you don't like that, do you? You didn't like when I said that and put you in your place. Reverse the roles. We'll see. We'll see. Revenge is up to the Lord. He says, let vengeance be mine. Let me handle your battles. That's what I'm gonna do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. What's that, Father? Okay, he said, I want you to speak about Sabrina Filippelli Gear right now out loud. That was my previous boss. I was a nanny for. It was my job to protect her children, to take care of her children. She threw me an instant mom role and take care of her brand new puppy and get her medications and take care of all her business dealings and everything under the sun. And I did it. I was willing to do it because I had a good attitude until her story didn't start adding up. She was so angry with her ex instead of letting things go. I didn't like that she was coaching her daughters on how to speak to her ex over the phone, because that is controlling and manipulative. You should allow your children to make their own decisions. If you have to control your children, then what are you controlling besides that? The kids wanted their friends to come over after we started building trust, and she started trusting me more, and her friends wanted to come over. All the kids wanted to come over, but she wanted them to be completely structured and perfect and not have any fun. I don't roll that way. If you want me to do something, then you got to let me do it. She was very dictatorial, very controlling, very angry, very fake. Say one thing to your face and talk behind your back. Her youngest daughter knew that I was trustworthy, and she told me insider information. Hey, somebody said that they don't know why you're getting paid. They don't know what you do. And I was like, ooh, sounds like somebody needs to be reminded of what I have been doing. So I sent a long email requesting for feedback, offering reminders of what the jobs that I have been asked to do and the salary of which I am not being paid, $640,000 worth of value. I'm being underpaid, way underpaid, and disrespected on my off weeks. I put her in her place respectfully. No communications. Didn't want to talk to me. Didn't want to give me any time of day after one date with her boyfriend and she moved him in. Did not care about her children's well-being. Did not care about protecting her children at all. What else, Father? What else do you want me to share? He says she is a child abuser. Yep. She is. She lost the parenting rights. That's what he told me. The Holy Spirit told me what to text her. And then she went to the authorities and got me arrested for harassment when she owes me over $11,000. She's already committed felonies by not paying me as my employer. So I have to pay lawyer fees, because in America, it's not you are innocent until proven guilty. It is you are guilty first if you have more money. That is the truth. That's what I've experienced. But I got 52 days till I'm getting apologies from all the presidents and first ladies and Beyonce and Tony Robbins and Pastors Joel and Victoria and Oprah Winfrey for all these losers in society that have taken advantage of me. And I've done the right thing every time. I even reported racism in the workplace last year that I witnessed firsthand. And instead of standing up for me and doing what the law states, they broke all the laws and they covered it up by forcing me on mental health leave, and they paid me. Yeah. Hell no. We in 2023, y'all. And Beyonce and me, we gonna do a song together. She don't know it yet. Actually, she does, because she already been pitched the song, Resiliency Queen, with no bone in her body that is mean. The Holy Spirit gifted me the beginning of that song last fall when I was being targeted as a Christian in America after providing the free therapy that we created together. We created it together. I had the head of Disney Hotels as one of my edutainers. He's retired now. Yeah. And when I was being targeted earlier this year, I explained to him the situation and what was going on. And I sent him every single detailed information the Holy Spirit told me to give. And people stopped bothering me until then. I got falsely arrested. It's been stress after stress after test after test, and I ain't gonna let nobody steal my joy. Even when you mess up my bank account, even when you mess up my social security number, even when you mess up my criminal record, I ain't got no criminal record. I'm a Christian minister. How dark and deep are you going to go? The pile you are digging yourself in. When you think you are attacking me, the attack is going to rebound back onto you and your family. Yeah. I married the best, most fierce man in the world. And you thought that we got divorced because he trained me so good. He trained me so good to just let a liar fall in his own trap. I was meant for the USO. I bet I have my own show on the episodes. I wonder if they have XM radio. I wonder what she was meaning when she said, I want to get you on the radio station that's available for all airports for the USO. I wonder what she meant by that. I'm going to reach back out to her soon. Because I have a feeling after I air this episode, all those evil people are going to cover it up and try to pretend like they never blocked those messages. My husband already got the trace. So you can either A, reconnect me with her, and then you're proving that I'm right. Or B, you can keep us blocked, and then you're proving that I'm right. Either way, checkmate, biatch. In Jesus' name. Doesn't it suck when someone without any actual military training beats you at your own game? That's because I can't take any credit. The Holy Spirit assigned me a position in this world, and I have that level of confidence that I know. Ain't nobody going to steal it from me. Ain't nobody going to take it from me. Ain't nobody going to steal my husband or any more time away from him. We're putting all you bad guys away. June 2023 was your last opportunity to repent to the Father. If you are continuing to harm children, if you are continuing to harm and target me as a protector of children, you won't have any more days on earth. That's what the Lord has said. That is what he has said. That is military law. Crimes against children, unacceptable. Crimes against people protecting children, unacceptable. Anybody else that's blacklisting the actors of the movie, The Sound of Freedom, you better watch your backs. Because my family, my associations, we don't let nobody mess with the protector of children. You better be very careful how you proceed in the next 52 days. What's that, Father? I can't wait to meet you, Sergeant Fortner, and sit down with you and talk with you again after you came to my house without me providing my address over the 911 call. Can't wait to sit down and strategize with you how to get these evil people to leave me alone. Thank you for making yourself available for a second time to me. The first time you got caught up, you said, in another situation, even though you work at the jail, they called you out for a hostage situation. You do protect women, I know, because you showed up for me. I can't wait to strategize with you and tell you a little more about my story. I see ya this coming week. What's that, Father? Okay, he says to say it out loud. I'll see you Monday. Can't wait. Anything else, Father? Oh, man. I think I'm pretty entertaining. Some people might not like this style of show because it gets into the criminal aspect, right? Murder mystery and all that. When I was looking at the most popular genres for books and audiobooks, murder mystery and romance were the number ones. And the Holy Spirit gave me number one categories in both written books and audiobooks in my own story. So I can't wait for my book to be released, and I imagine we'll do an audiobook format as well, since why not? 100% of the royalties of the book are going to go to the Hope Foundation, which is going to be distributed to all of the security teams that protect America and their families. That's what my husband's going to handle for me, because I don't want to know information that could put me at risk or our nation's security at risk. I can't wait to see him again. I can't wait to be able to vote for President Trump, but I can't vote for anybody until I'm reunited to my husband. So make sure anybody that hasn't finalized the meeting setup, that hasn't finalized my outfit and my mother's outfit, yeah, make sure you start sending some nice fancy clothes. I ain't playing around. Now, y'all mess with my family too much. You're moving your schedules around for my family now. Aaron's in charge. I can't wait. We're going to start distributing the wealth to all the middle-class citizens. And I know Trump is on my side because he supports all the middle-class folk. And I can't wait to be coached by him. And Melania, she's royalty, okay? Oh, I can't wait. If she would be interested, of course, she could teach me how to walk that royal walk. You know what I'm saying? Like a queen. Anyways, oh my gosh. If you desire to know this father that I know and have a personal relationship with him where you can reach out to him day or night for problems, for joys, for praying for other people, for anything in between, he desires to have a real, deep, intimate relationship with you. All you got to do is repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I know I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those that believe in you and believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to come into my heart. Show me when I make mistakes. Show me how to make better decisions. Thank you. In your name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. Any ask, Father? Okay, he said, please ask all USO radio stations to share this episode. So whoever you are listening, all my friendly spies, my night watchers, as I call you, if you could connect this to all USO radio stations, share this episode. I think this is going to bring America back together. Thank you in advance. Anything else, Father? He says, nope, that's it. All right, love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.